Alright guys, in this video tutorial I'm going to show you how to cut out an image using GIMP. So what we'll do is go ahead and open up your GIMP program. Alright, and I've already picked out an image. I'm just going to drag and drop it into there. Okay, let me size this up. Alright, so before we begin, what we're going to need to do is pick our paths tool, which I already have picked, which would be this one right here. Just click on that. And also what we're going to do is, this is our image layer. We actually need to add an alpha channel. Now what that's going to do is really truly allow us to cut out this image by adding a transparent background. If you don't add the alpha channel, you're going to end up with just a white background, which is almost kind of where you started up. Let's see here. Alright, so we've got our alpha channel added. Now what we're going to do is we're going to blow it up to 800%. And it's going to allow us to really get in close, get a nice clean cut. So you can start anywhere you'd like. And what we're going to do is just going to left click to drop an anchor. And left click again. Left click again. And you can do this all the way around the car. Or whatever picture you may have. And I messed up there. So you can actually just click edit. Undo add anchor. And you can do that as many times as you need. So if you mess up, you don't have to start all over. Just do the edit undo feature there. And I'll try and make this quick, because I haven't figured out how to fast forward with this screenshot program. Alright, now on this last part, what you need to do is connect these last ones, and you'll see this cross grow when you're hovering over that last one, and that tells you that you're going to connect them. Alright, so now after you've connected those, you're just going to right click within your path, and you're going to go to select from path. Then which I'm just going to show you 100%. Then you're going to invert it, so hit Control I. That's Control I. And then hit Delete, the Delete button on your keyboard. There you go. Now this checkered background just tells you that it's transparent. It's not actually going to look like that. Other than that, what you'll do is you're going to save it. And I'm going to go save as. Now you don't want to save it as a JPG because you won't get the transparency. So save it as a .png. PNG. Okay. And I'll save it to my desktop. And save. Save. Alright. So now I'm going to exit out of it. And then open it back up. There you go. Now the reason you want it to be transparent like that is now you can actually add any color background or any kind of design background. You can layer it on top of anything and add that as the background. So I'll just show you real quick. We'll do file, new, and that's how big this image is. It's 400 by 300. That's why it's already sized up. And go to your advanced options. And what I'll do is I'll give it a same color as my foreground. My foreground, this is my foreground, this is my background. My foreground is black. So we'll go ahead and do that. Now what we can do is just drag and drop the image that we just cut out. And there you go, you got a black background. Sorry for coughing so much. But anyhow, so there's your black background. And it could be any background you'd like as well. So now that it's layered, you just once again save it, file, save as, with background.png, there you go, and it's going to ask you to export. You're going to want to export to merge the layers, and then it's going to ask you for the compression level, hit save, and there you go, all done. Not too bad. I mean, I just kind of rushed through it. You can take your time, get a cleaner cut, make it look nicer. But that'll wrap it up for this tutorial. Hope you liked it. And stay tuned. We'll get you some more tutorials on GIMP and how to do some more stuff. Thanks.